Don't skip that ad. In the next 30 seconds, I'm going to show you how to watch new movies anywhere, anytime, on any device. We're here today to ask how you watch a movie.
On my phone.
In the theater.
I like to watch movies on my laptop or my TV. But now you could link and stream the same movie on up to 15 different devices at the same time when you download FilmLink.
Just download the app, sign up, and you're ready to watch.
Whoa, that was so easy.
Even if the movie is only in theaters, if you have FilmLink, you have exclusive access on all your connected devices. No restrictions. No restrictions.
All movies, no restrictions?
None whatsoever. Any movie, anywhere, no restrictions.
Does that mean I finally got the Riz?
And it's not just movies. When you sign up for FilmLink and purchase a movie, you unlock a ton of cool deals and offers.
Deals and offers are fire.
And bam, I just tweeted out that with my FilmLink app, I downloaded the new Sony Pictures movie, Madam Web, in theaters February 14th. And whoa, boom, here come the offers. A 95-inch 8K TV, free pizza for a month from Papa John's, and $2,000 in V-Bucks. Whoa, look at it all. You unlock so many f***ing offers every time you download a new movie.
Whoa! Amazing deals are amazing!
So sign up for FilmLink right now. What are you waiting for?
I'm gonna sign up again! Oh, that username's already taken.
Hello and welcome to the Nerd Crew. The Nerd Crew live stream. We're just getting set up here.
Hey, Mike. When does this thing start?
We're live now, Jay.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You put your fucking phone down.
It's an important text. It's from my doctor, but.
What was that? There's a delay.
Oh, what?
What?
What? Oh, I was.
You
saying...
talk first.
Oh, no, I was saying that I had an important text. Are you there?
Wait.
Oh, there's
you
a delay.
You talk first.
Oh, shit. Is there a
you
delay?
Talk, you,
oh,
I was gonna,
oh, are you going to start?
I was going to say you talk first.
No, you talk first.
Hello and welcome to the Nerd Crew, a pop culture podcast. I'm Mike.
And I'm Jay.
And the Nerd Crew is a show where, you know, a couple of guys just get together on Zoom and we talk about a movie that we're all personally excited about.
Without all the behind-the-scenes drama, rumors, toxic masculinity, speculation of box office failures, and all that type of stuff.
Yeah, none of that negative stuff.
None of the negative stuff.
No negativity on this show. This show is about movies and movies we're excited about.
Because ultimately, okay? that's what we're here to do, is just talk about movies that we're excited about.
Talk about movies that we are personally very excited about.
And
that's
I can't remember. Oh,
what?
Oh, is there a delay?
Wait, you go.
Oh, no, you
I'm
go.
Saying so. So as you might have noticed, we are not all together on camera with our toys. We're going to be at our own separate location with our toys. This way we think it'll be a little less embarrassing.
Especially when we're talking about things that we love, like comic book movies made by Sony.
Let's try that again.
Yeah, and we're so sophisticated and busy that we have to zoom in to talk now. It's like the news, just not like that at all.
That's right, Mike.
But you know what, everybody? The format doesn't matter. What matters most is that you're here because we're talking about Madam Web, the exciting new Sony Pictures movie, exclusively in theaters this February 14th.
That's right, Mike. Exclusively in theaters unless you have FilmLink.
Actually, I'm not sure about that. There might be some restrictions.
Madam Web is unlike any other Marvel movie.
Julia, get down!
Where's Rich? Shouldn't he be connecting soon? Oh, there he is.
Oh.
He's talking.
Can you hear him? I can't hear him.
No, I don't think his audio's working.
Oh, shit. You know, we're streaming from the app on my phone. I think I can... Let me see if I can find the setting.
Rich!
Can you hear him yet?
Rich. No audio.
Rich, are you talking or just moving your mouth?
Why would he be moving his mouth?
I don't know. I'm just trying to figure this out. I'm not very tech savvy.
Rich, no audio. No audio.
Rich,
check
we can't
mic.
Hear you, Rich.
Rich, no audio.
We can't hear you.
No audio. Check the mic.
It's not on my end.
Rich, no audio.
It's not on my end.
No audio. Check the mic. Check your mic.
Check your mic,
microphone.
Rich, have you checked your mic? Oh, I have him muted.
Oh, unmute him.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you now.
We can. Okay. Good.
You don't have to shout.
I don't.
Anyway, we'd like. Oh,
what? What? No, I'm just trying to fix the audio problems.
No, there's a delay. Hold on.
There's
a delay.
Film
what?
No, stop talking.
Because it's really grounded in reality.
Okay. Let me start.
I'm just going to mute him again.
Okay, everybody, our technical issues have been solved. Rich has finally joined us on our Madam Web live stream. Oh, fuck! Can you hear him?
I can't hear him.
Is it working now?
It's working now. I'm sorry I'm late. I had to move my car. I was parked too close to the train tracks.
We don't need to hear where you came from, but...
Rich, are you excited to talk about Madam Web?
Oh, is that why we're... Yeah. No, like, me personally, I just want to know, who is Madam Web?
Are you genuinely asking?
Well, Rich, in a switch from the typical genre, Madam Web tells the standalone origin story of one of Marvel Publishing's most enigmatic heroines.
The suspense-driven thriller stars Dakota Johnson as Cassandra Web, a Manhattan paramedic who may have clairvoyant abilities.
Forced to confront revelations about her past, she forges a relationship with three young women destined for powerful futures.
If they can survive a deadly present.
Mike? I can't hear you, Mike.
I think his mic cut out, too.
Jay, are you there?
I'm there. Can you hear me, Rich?
I can't hear anything.
Rich, I can't hear you anymore.
Can you talk?
Oh, I can hear you now.
Yeah, oh, good.
There's a delay, though. I don't know if Mike... Oh, he is there.
Mike?
I thought maybe his camera froze, but...
I'm getting no video from Mike.
I can see Mike.
You can see Mike?
He's having trouble getting back into his chair.
Sorry, I fell over.
You fell over?
You fell over?
I was trying to reach this guy, and I fell over.
Julia, get down!
Girls get it done. Unless they're the Marvels.
Whoa! Shots fired at the MCU!
I can't believe you just said that, Rich. You're so full of sass.
I'm a scamp.
You rascal, Rich. And this is technically Marvel, but Madam Web is a Sony movie. And let me just say, Sony has an amazing track record for hit films in this genre.
The best.
It's Morbin time. Now, guys, I can't tell you how excited I am about Madam Web. When I heard that they were making this film, I got so excited because I have been a fan of this character ever since I was a little kid.
That's right, Jay. Me personally, and just let me speak my truth here, I've loved Madam Web ever since I was a little kid as well. I had Madam Web posters, the comic books, action figures, every bed sheets. I mean, every kind of Madam Web, the thing that was available.
I watched the Saturday morning cartoon. Was there a Saturday morning cartoon?
No, there wasn't. But if there was, I would have watched it.
I would have watched it every Saturday.
I mean, in terms of pop culture heroes, for me personally, as a kid, Madam Web is up there with He-Man, Luke Skywalker, you know, a Superman. She's up there with the greats of things that I loved. And so I've been waiting 54 years to see this. I mean, 40 years 40 years
to see the 38 years to see this movie. And let me tell you, it's not going to let me down.
Hello?
Same. I think that goes for anyone that loves comic books and pop culture. In fact, I love Madam Web so much that my friends call me Madman Web. That's true. That's a true statement. I didn't just make it up.
That's right, Jay. Boys, let's show our love and support for the women of the superhero world by increasing the desired 18 to 30 male demographic with a support-based inclusionary trend designed for social media attraction and exposure. Drop that hashtag MadManWeb to show that you're down with the web and that you support women appearing in movies now, too.
Mike, were you supposed to read that one part?
Which part? Yeah, I read everything Sony told us to say. You know, to show that we're not women-hating incels.
Hey, guys! Does that hot chick from Euphoria show her tits?
Can we cut that?
It's more of a suspenseful thriller.
That man's trying to kill you. Which is unique from anything you've seen in a superhero movie.
Wait, what is this about? Moulin Rouge? Is this from Warner Brothers?
What? Moulin Rouge?
That movie came out like 20 years ago.
This is Madam Web, idiot. And this is for Sony.
Moulin Rouge came out 20 years ago?
God damn it.
Why is he still talking about Moulin Rouge?
I can't believe that came out 20 years ago.
No, it's for Madam Web.
We're talking about Madam Web, Rich.
Oh, right, Madam Web. That's the Spider-Man character. It's like an old lady with ESP or something.
Yes. But in this, she's not an old lady. She's a young woman, played by legacy artist Dakota Johnson.
That's right, Mike, and she is truly a dynamic character.
Yes, very dynamic.
Very dynamic.
She is a character with dynamics.
She is a character that is...
What the hell?
Dynamo.
She's a character that is dynamic.
She's got dynamicism.
What does dynamic mean?
That's just what they said to say.
I think it's got something to do with dynamite.
Well, guys, I'm sorry to break up this amazing conversation, but I would like to take a moment to thank our sponsor, VitaliMedical.com, your online source for all home medical supplies. They ship quality medical supplies directly to your door when you need them. Over 100,000 home medical equipment and supplies in stock. Nebulizers, incontinence, ostomy supplies, urinary supplies, wound care, impotence. Some of today's hot buys: Acapella Vibratory PEP Mucus Clearing Device, Barb Cunningham Penile Clamp, and Tranquility Premium Overnight Disposable Absorbent Underwear. So log on and start ordering today. Anyway, now that we've got promotion out of the way, let's talk more about Madam Web in theaters February 14th. When we first meet Cassie, she's a paramedic in New York City, and she doesn't really let people in. Then one day, things take quite a turn.
That's right, Jay. And when Cassie begins to experience her clairvoyance, she begins to feel as if she's losing her mind.
What?
And I think that it's the coolest thing in the world to take this seriously.
Madam Web's powers are really interesting. She can see into the future.
That's right, Jay. And because she can see into the future, she's able to prevent it.
Madam Web is a truly dynamic character.
So, Mike, what you're saying is she's truly a dynamic character.
I spoke over you.
Take this seriously.
It's the delay again.
You're supposed to say she's a dynamic character.
I was trying to say she's truly a dynamic character.
What she's saying is she's truly a dynamic character, right?
Madam Web is a truly dynamic character.
That's right, guys. You know what's really interesting is how this movie plays off fate and destiny.
Speaking of fate, it could be your fate to start investing now with the Nest Egg debit card.
That's right, Jay. Nest Egg just launched this new debit card that they made with Clint Howard.
Whoa! Clint Howard be bussin'!
Anytime you make a purchase with the Nest Egg debit card, it automatically rounds up the charge, then takes that money and invests it.
And don't forget, you don't have to do a thing.
Not a thing?
No! Can you use it anywhere?
Anywhere.
Anywhere?
Anywhere. Gas stations, grocery stores, restaurants, shopping, and of course online.
What about online bill pay?
Any purchases, anywhere, rounded up. And remember, every time you spend, you invest. So sign up for the Nest Egg debit card today. What are you waiting for?
Oh, I'm waiting for the bus. They took away my license. I failed the eye exam.
Use promo code EGGLAY24 right now to get a 10% discount.
And we're back. Yes, everybody, we are back live. This is the Nerd Crew. And let me just tell you guys, I'm so excited about this new movie, Madam Web. Only in theaters, February 14th. Madam Web from Sony Pictures. I can't tell you how excited I am.
And on your phone, Mike, if you have the FilmLink app.
There might be some restrictions with that.
Oh, you mentioned that, didn't you?
Yes.
Oh.
So we're not sure yet if the FilmLink app will carry this movie or potentially other movies. But we're not talking about this.
What are you talking about?
I'm trying to talk about the villain
of the movie.
Is he talking
about FilmLink?
What?
They just went out of business.
What did he say? Blockbuster went out of business?
FilmLink. Just now?
Yeah. I got the news right before I showed up.
Oh,
great.
Well, it's a good thing we got the ad out already.
Yeah. Did the check clear?
No, I didn't get paid last month.
That's what I care about. Who's talking? Is Rich talking? I'm trying to talk about Ezekiel Sims.
Are you trying to talk about Ezekiel Sims?
Yes, yes. The villain in this new Madam Web movie that's coming out February 14th from Sony Pictures.
Yes, the villain who looks like an evil Spider-Man.
That's right, yes.
Yeah, I think he's some kind of a Spider-Man villain. Cassie, Madam Deb, she's seen this man before. He was with her mother in the Amazon when she was researching spiders.
Right before she died.
Right before she died.
Rich, did you just make that up? Is that, in the movie? Is that in our
notes? That's a line from the trailer.
That's in my copy.
It's an actual quote from the trailer for the film.
Whatever it is, it's very cool.
Very cool.
Very cool.
We said it.
Now, guys, I think this movie is going to be really different from all the other movies because it's grounded in reality.
This film and this story is different because it's really grounded in reality.
That's right, Mike. That's why all the Madam Web fans are so excited for this Sony Pictures release coming out February 14th because it's grounded in reality.
Grounded in reality is the talking point we're pushing now because of excessive superhero fatigue.
You know, we've seen a lot of explosions. We've seen a lot of lasers in the sky. We've seen a lot of flying. We've seen a lot of CG. What we haven't seen is a comic book movie that's grounded in reality.
Yeah, especially an all-female-led comic book movie that's grounded in reality. I think one of the reasons why the Marvels did so poorly at the box office was because of lasers and superpowers and things like that. Like lasers, they're shooting lasers out of their fingertips and they're flying through space and there's a space monster and the girls they're getting it done, but they're getting it done with lasers. And Madam Web and her diverse group of female characters are going to get it done in a story that's grounded in reality. And I think that's quintessentially the difference.
I think you're right, Mike. When I see girls getting it done, mm-hmm. I want to see them getting it done when it's grounded in reality.
Yes.
I want this movie to look like a documentary. I don't want any comic book stuff at all.
Yes, yes. This is my life.
But Mike, it's not just about what we think, it's about what the fans think. And I believe that everybody watching this live stream wants to know, what are people saying on the internet?
That's right.
Madam Web is a dynamic character! What?
Yeah, let's check out some of the comments.
This is a new segment on the Nerd Crew, where we read fan comments. It fills up some time. What are people saying?
Dakota Johnson plus Sydney Sweeney plus Final Destination plus Spider-Man all in one. I'm in.
Rich, did you leave that comment?
No, I don't have a working internet.
Next comment. I think this will be a movie.
I agree with that one. I agree with that comment.
That is a true statement.
Another comment that's very positive. I can't wait to see this when it comes out.
January 14th.
Has literally anyone ever asked for this? Okay. I think we should move on from that.
Those were the positive comments.
Yeah. That's all I could find.
Should we cut out that whole comment segment? It didn't go over so well.
Oh, Rich, we can't cut anything. This is a live stream.
Oh, this is live? Oh, fuck.
Yeah, no, you remember we changed formats because we thought this would be easier.
Yeah, just tell me when they're back on, okay?
Oh, Mike, we're still on. We haven't gone anywhere. We can see you.
Yeah, I don't hear anything, so I think we're off.
No, Mike, you can't hear us?
We're definitely still broadcasting, Mike.
We're definitely still live.
Mike, God. We're not on a break.
Fucking bullshit.
Rich, he can't hear us on the live stream. Try calling his cell phone. Maybe he'll pick that up.
Okay.
Do you have your phone with you?
I got my phone on me.
Okay.
You know, Sony pays us.
Hold on,
you know,
I'm not getting any bars.
Oh, God. God damn it. Here, I'll try calling him.
Give me a second. It's not enough. $150
bucks. No, my phone's dead.
For a live stream. It's bullshit is what it is. It's total fucking bullshit.
How do we get a hold of Mike to let him know that we're still live streaming?
I'm trying. I'm calling right now.
Okay. Yeah, just let... Hold on.
He's not picking up. Mike!
Well, I can see him. He's reaching for his phone.
Oh, God.
He's right there.
Hold on. Somebody's calling. Oh, it's Rich.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Mike, we're still broadcasting. We can see you.
What?
You're smoking. That's a huge corporate no-no.
Oh, shit.
Madam Web is unlike any other.
But I can't hear you guys.
Well, yeah, but no, I can hear you.
Genuinely refreshing.